This episode of Choose Your Fate contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter. There is also a gag vomit warning at the 1922 to 1950 mark. Viewer discretion is advised.
Tori, do you want to try eating something now?
No, not hungry.
Gonna waste away to skin and bones at this rate, Tori. Please eat something, even if it's a little bit.
No, thank you.
How about a nap? You didn't sleep last night either. I heard you pacing around the apartment.
Not tired.
Well, we know that's a lie.
Fine. I don't want to sleep. I can't sleep without... Like I said, I'm not tired. I'll sleep later.
Okay. We won't push you.
You know we're only asking you to think about resting and eating because we care about you, right?
I know.
Have you thought about calling the hospital?
For what?
Well, your doctor friend that spoke to you after Sam's funeral. She said you could call her anytime. Maybe she can prescribe you something to help.
Nothing is going to help.
We know you're hurting worse than we can imagine, Tori, but something to help you sleep might not be the worst idea.
No, it is. If I sleep, I'll dream. And if I dream, it'll be about him. And when I wake up, for one sickening moment, I'll think that none of this is real. Him being gone was just a horrible nightmare. And I'll be happy until it hits again.
Oh, Tori.
So just please let me. Let me deal with this my own way.
Sure. Sorry.
None of this is your fault, guys. It's just that none of this makes sense.
What doesn't?
This! He should be here! He should still be here with me! This shouldn't have happened.
You're torturing yourself trying to find a reason, Tori. None of us knew this would be a possibility.
But it wasn't! That's my point! Heart attack no one saw coming. How can I accept that?
That's what the coroner said, Tori.
I looked through his family history as far as I could. Neither side ever had anything like this happen before. No genetic conditions. No illnesses that could lead to this. There were no warning signs. Sam was healthy. He was healthy and happy, and this shouldn't have happened.
These things do happen, Tori. This world is unfair like that, and we wish it wasn't. Sam was one of the unlucky ones that left us without warning.
It's just not fair, Isaac. I want him back.
I want him back too, and I know it's not the same, but I have something. I'm still getting the hang of this developing thing, but this was from the night at the bar last week. Everyone else is a blobby mess, but I managed to get Sam's face to develop clearly.
He had the best smile. I can't believe this was a week ago.
Feels longer in one way and like only yesterday in another.
Yeah.
It's okay, Tori. I'll get it. Oh. Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry for intruding. Is now a bad time?
There won't be many good times. Not for a long while.
Right. Yeah. Silly question.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make that sound like I was having a go at you. It's just... everything. Come on in. I think a new face might help.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course. Come on in. Tessa's here to see you.
Tessa. Hi.
I hope you don't mind, but I asked Isaac for your address. I would have come sooner, but... well, I didn't want to crowd you.
You didn't need to worry about that. It means a lot that you came.
Still... I wanted to offer you my condolences. I just couldn't believe it when Isaac told me what happened. I didn't know Sam, but from how you spoke about him that day in the shop and what Isaac has told me, I can tell he was greatly loved.
He was. Look, that's him in the photo.
Such a kind face. Happy. I'm so sorry for your loss, Tori. All of you. Oh, before I forget, these are for you, Tori.
They're beautiful. Thank you, Tessa. I'm going to go find a vase to put them in. Please sit down.
She looks exhausted.
She is. She won't sleep in her room. Gets little naps here and there, but it isn't resting. At least one of us stays here every night just to keep an eye on her.
I just feel so helpless. Like anything we do or say is wrong.
It'll take time, Jasmine. The love of her life just died. As long as we're here for her, that's all that matters.
Tori's lucky to have you all supporting her through this tragedy.
Tessa, you okay?
I'm okay.
You look guilty about something. Does this have anything to do with that day at the store? About the superstition?
Yes, but it's silly. It's just a coincidence, nothing more.
What's a coincidence? What's the superstition?
Tori, I swear it's nothing. You've got enough going on. There's no sense in troubling yourself further.
That day, you double-checked if the pocket watch was what she really wanted to give Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told Isaac, it was a silly superstition. It wasn't anything to really put much thought into.
But it is now. Tell me what it was.
Tori, this isn't going to help you in your grief. If anything, it might make it worse given the circumstances.
I want to hear it anyway.
There's a superstition that it's bad luck to gift a watch to a lover. It's an omen that their time left together is limited or almost over.
That's it.
Tori, no.
It's a coincidence, like Tessa said.
But it makes sense. That's the only possibility. This is all my fault.
No, it isn't. Tori, come on. A pocket watch didn't kill Sam. Don't do this to yourself, please.
But there's no other explanation. Sam took the watch with him that morning. I'm the reason he's gone. I did this.
I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. It's breaking my heart to see her like this.
But Tori's gonna crack if she keeps this up. She really can't think she's to blame for Sam dying, can she?
Tie, her head's all over the place. She isn't eating properly or sleeping. Sam was everything to her. She needs to find a reason why he's gone.
So she's blaming herself and a pocket watch?
I guess in her mind, she's finding a way to punish herself rather than taking out her anger on Sam.
Why would she be angry at Sam?
Angry that he left her, I guess. Angry that she has to live without him. Grief's a tricky thing.
Fucking awful thing. I hope I won't have to go through something like this for a very, very long time.
You and me both.
I don't know how you're managing to go to the library tonight. Aren't you exhausted? I know I am.
Yeah, I am. But I managed a couple hours of sleep after I left Tori's. I need to get this research done. As much as I want to stay with her, we also have to keep going on as normal.
Oh, did Tori manage to eat anything while you were with her?
Little things. Mostly picking it apart. She managed an hour of sleep on the sofa, though.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, up until she woke screaming and crying that it was all her fault. It was tough to watch. Harder to calm her.
You think she'll stop blaming herself?
When her mind clears a little, I think so. We just have to be there for her and reassure her that she wasn't responsible for Sam's death whenever she brings it up.
Yeah, she's not to blame, and there's no such thing as cursed pocket watches.
No such thing as curses, full stop.
We just need to remind Tori that if there were such a thing, Isaac would have been killed 100 times over by now.
That's a good point, actually. That kind of logic can't be argued against.
Yeah, he's been buying stuff from there since it opened.
That was a couple years ago, yeah?
Yeah, 2, maybe 3 years now.
Adding to that point, you and I are fine too. It's been a week since we all bought our stuff, along with that pocket watch, and nothing has happened to us either.
And I bought 2 things.
Ugh, don't remind me about that lapse in judgment.
Oh, come on, the doll's not that bad.
I'm not getting into this discussion again.
Hey, I got an idea. What if I brought the music box with me tonight?
What, to Tori's?
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I bet it's a lullaby or something. Those things are almost always lullabies, right? If I played it, maybe it might just be enough to help Tori get more than an hour's sleep.
It wouldn't hurt to try. You're a sweet guy, Tyler.
I keep telling you, I'm the whole package.
Okay, Mr. Whole Package. Take the music box, but don't you dare bring the doll. Tori's got enough nightmares to deal with. She doesn't need Jasmine Jr. adding fuel to that fire.
Oh, you finally said her name. I knew you! Holy fuck!
Tyler! You okay? What happened?
Oh, gah! Oh, I lost my footing on the stairs. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Oh, can you please complain to the building manager about getting the lights in the stairwell fixed already?
Yeah, I will in the morning.
Make sure that you do. He needs to get it sorted before someone falls and breaks their neck on those stairs.
I promise. I'll bug the hell out of him tomorrow.
Good. I need to get back inside and do more studying. Let me know when you get to Tori's.
You got it, Minnie. Happy studying.
Happy is a word that does not exist in this building.
Oh, no. Bitch librarian tonight.
Exactly. Talk later, okay?
Okay. Keep calm. Bye.
Bye.
Evening, Jasmine Jr. Sorry, I won't be staying long tonight again.
It's okay, Papa. Come back soon.
Honestly, I don't get why Jasmine doesn't like you. You're a delight. Fresh clothes. Toothbrush. Charger. What else? Oh! Yeah, music box, duh. Here's hoping you help out Tori. See you in the morning, Junior. Behave. No wild parties while I'm gone. That's for when I'm here, okay? Kisses.
Can't believe he named that creepy doll after me. I've never been so offended in my life. She doesn't even look like me.
Shh!
Oh my god, I wasn't even being loud. Whatever. Just focus on your studies, Jazz. Research is almost over. You've got this. You're not going to fail. Ugh, it's no use. I can't focus.
Excuse me. I'm looking for this book here. Where might I find it?
Have a seat. I'll go get it for you.
Thank you. Hey.
Hi.
Studying for finals?
Worse. PhD research. Finals for you.
You know it. Oh, hey. That's a pretty locket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. I got it at this weird little antique shop. They have some creepy stuff, but I managed to find one of the few nice things there.
No talking.
Sorry.
Your book?
Thanks. Is she always like that?
Usually worse. Shit, my pen's out of ink. Hey, do you have an extra pen I can borrow?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
Can you please be quiet?
Can you lay off? I'm not even being loud. It's just extra quiet in here because it's late at night.
That doesn't matter. Keep your voice at a respectable volume.
Why? Are the books sleeping or something?
This is your final warning. If you disturb me again, you will have to leave.
Yeah, whatever. Jeez, I hate this librarian. Just a couple more weeks, and you'll never have to see her again. Just push through it. Ugh, she's finally gone.
Oh my gosh, that was intense. I usually study in my dorm, but I realized I needed a book I didn't have, so I came here. But if that's how the librarians are, I don't think I'll be coming back.
Right? Well, to be fair, it's just this one librarian. The rest are fine. So as long as you don't come late at night, you should be good.
Good to know. Where did she go, anyways?
Oh, she always goes on a little break at this time, so we can make a bit of noise if we need to.
Oh, thank God. I was scared I was breathing too loud.
You probably were, according to her.
Oh, God. I've been holding that in for ages.
Get all your yawns out before it's too late. Oh, that must be Tyler. Huh? Tori? Everything okay?
Sorry for calling you so late, Jazz.
Oh, it's no trouble. Hold on. I'm just at the library. Let me get to one of the side rooms. Wouldn't want the Libitian to get mad at me for talking on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be right back. Watch my stuff?
Of course.
Thanks. Okay, sorry about that. What's up, Tori?
It's nothing important or anything. I was just wondering if someone is coming to stay over at my place tonight.
Yeah, Tyler should be there. I talked to him maybe an hour ago. He probably got distracted by one of his MMOs, but he'll be there.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry for being such an inconvenience. I feel so guilty that someone has been coming over every night since Sam. You know. I know I should try to be on my own because you guys can't be with me all the time, but it's just so lonely without Sam.
Hey, don't even worry about it. You're our friend, not an inconvenience. If you want to try to spend a night alone, that's your decision. We're all here for you, and we'll support you however you need us to.
Thank you, Jazz. I appreciate it.
How about I come over tonight? I can call Tyler and tell him not to come. We'll have a girls' night. I can leave the library now and maybe grab some takeout from your favorite place. We'll throw on a movie and just take it easy. How does that sound?
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you, Jasmine.
Of course. Anything for my bestie. Okay, I'll pack up, then head over. See you in 30?
Sounds good. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Breathe.
Hey, are you all right?
Ah!
6 in the morning. I'm coming! I'm coming!
They're dead! They're both dead!
Tori? What are you doing here? Wait, what do you mean? What's going on?
Gone! Found at the bottom of the stairs and in the library. Oh my god! I can't believe... How is this? It's not real. Not real!
Whoa, calm down. Breathe. Here, sit down. I'll go get you some water. Here. Okay, now tell me what happened.
Tyler and Jasmine are dead.
What? Dead?
They both died last night. It was the antiques, Isaac.
They're dead?
Did you hear me? The antiques killed them.
Tori, come on. This again?
It has to be them. It's the only way their deaths make sense.
Look, sometimes bad things happen. I'll admit that it's strange timing, but...
You don't understand. Every bone in Tyler's body was crushed. That kind of injury doesn't happen from a fall down a small flight of stairs. We're talking about an injury that's more consistent when jumping off a tall building or a bridge.
Maybe he was on the roof and landed near the stairs?
What are you even talking about right now? Are you saying Tyler jumped?
Okay,
let's say that he did. How do you explain Jasmine drowning in the middle of the library? I know how this sounds, Isaac, but I know those antiques had something to do with their deaths.
That's impossible, Tori.
I refuse to lose anyone else.
Tori, where are you going? Hey, that's my frame B that Tessa...
It had to be done, Isaac. I won't let you die, too.
Okay, I get it.
Did you buy anything else that day? Or since?
Huh? No, it was just that. I haven't bought anything else.
Okay, good. I need you to stay away from the antique shop from now on.
But...
Isaac, please, promise me.
All right, yeah, I promise.
Thank you. I have to go.
Go? Where are you going?
I'm going to get some answers.
This episode of Choose Your Fate was written by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Starring the voice talents of...
Amber Burrell as Victoria Tori Hall.
Nate Washko as Isaac.
Vanessa Benoit as Jasmine.
Max Adrian Burton recording for Tyler.
Betty Sequeira as Tessa.
Melissa J. Lackey as librarian.
Justine Leah Hintz as student.
Music by Key Garland. Key art by Angie Min. Casting by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Directed by Jenna Oliver and Luca Xavier. Script editing by Jenna Rose. Audio editing by Jenna Oliver and Heather Main. Thank you so much for listening to episode 2 of Choose Your Fate. Episode 3 will be released Monday, October 21st. On Monday, October 28th, we will be releasing our full feature version, which includes character art by Dorky the Edge. If you like this episode, please feel free to check out our Linktree, linktr.ee/wolfmagpiemedia. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.